This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Is that on the what we were just saying there?
No, they're probably getting here. I was just off mic saying it sounded like it smelled like vinegar in here. It smells like salt and vinegar potato chips in here.
No. I was also, I commented, I showered this morning.
Yes, sir. Strangest thing.
Yeah.
Strangest dang thing, man. Just a strong aroma. But I think whenever people have food in this building, it gets through the... Because remember, Fat Boy Pepper sprayed himself that one time.
No.
Yeah, we had
I remember, but I don't remember what happened.
He was in this room, this production studio, large closet, walk-in closet.
Yeah, and that's not Nine being mean. If, for those of you who don't know, Fat Boy from our morning show, he's not... Nine wasn't saying a fat boy.
No. Name brand.
The Fat Boy.
The Fat Boy, yeah. He was in here and he was playing with a key, just that keychain pepper spray that we used to get from a dude named Kerry, I believe, would drop it off for us.
Yes.
And he just wanted to see what it was like, but he didn't realize that if he sprayed just a little bit on a paper towel to get the scent, that it was going to get into ventilation and it was going to be in the studio and in the boss's office and in Stoney's office and in our office and in Paige / Todd's office.
Yes.
It was in all the offices up here on this wing of the building.
All of them.
Yeah.
Well, he was a fool.
So somebody could be eating potato chips down the hall and we'd smell it in here because of ventilation.
Somebody had fried chicken in there earlier.
Dude, that smelled good.
I distinctly knew that was fried chicken.
Somebody is in here eating fried chicken at like 8 o'clock in the morning once a week here lately because I smell it about once a week, fried chicken.
Would you go against me in some kind of challenge on the Radio 9 where we are blindfolded and Fat Boy and the other one bring in various foods? Like foods we eat and we smell them, and then could you do that? I could, boy. I tell you what.
I can do that.
I can smell it and guarantee you can't fool me with that.
Guarantee.
I can't tell you which fish it is, and I won't make the blind guy on the pier joke.
No, but I can tell it's fish.
Right. Settle an argument for us, would you?
You're talking to them.
I'm talking to them.
Okay.
Yeah. Ever how they identify.
Mm-hmm.
Talking
to they.
Lay it out, Jimmy.
Well, there's a big debate going around currently about, now this is all over Twitter and stuff, and it's a bunch of people arguing over, which I think is a stupid argument, and you'll see why in a minute. Who's funnier, Will Ferrell or Chevy Chase? Not which movie's better, Elf or Christmas Vacation, because that's too easy an answer, but who's funnier?
It's absolutely too easy of an answer.
It is, right? Yeah, it's really easy.
Without question. You know why Will Ferrell, he turned down $25 million, whatever it was, to do Elf 2?
Yeah.
You know why he turned that down? Because he knew there was enough left with Elf 1.
He did.
Not Elf 1.
Well, he said the script sucked, too, and I can see that. If it's just going to suck, you don't want to do it.
Yeah. Plus, isn't Bob Newhart dead now?
He is.
Okay, so that's probably part of the reason.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that movie, And plus, I hate the Zooey D channel.
Yeah. Well, it's not even about which movie's better. I mean, that's too easy. It's about which guy you think's funnier. And I think that's too easy, too, man. And it's not a knock on either guy. I don't think Will Ferrell's ever done a movie as funny as Christmas Vacation or Regular Vacation or Funny Farm, for that matter.
I can't. Okay. Without the use of the internet and the IMDb, .com.
Uh-huh.
Let's lay out what we know about the Will Ferrell film archive.
Okay.
Okay.
The funniest one by far, Step Brothers.
Okay. I will. I'm just doing them off the top of my head. I think next one would be Old School.
Old School is probably
Growing Streaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funniest after that.
You can do that. I'm thinking of just where they are, because the next one I'm thinking of.
I'll go Anchorman next.
Okay. I'm going to say that was a good answer. I'll say Anchorman 2 then.
Okay.
If we're going.
Okay. And then the one I absolutely don't like talking about or thinking about is probably the same one you hate. Baby Jesus?
No.
Ricky Bobby? Talladega Nights?
Oh, you don't like that movie?
No, I hate that movie. I hate it.
Why?
Because it should have been better than it was, and people act like it's great, but it ain't that damn good.
Wow.
It ain't as good as any of the other ones we've mentioned.
You know what's weird about you?
What's
that? You're such a, when it comes to like equality and all this stuff, like you're so, I ain't going to say, what's a better word than woke?
I don't know.
You're just a good person.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I hope you'd say the same for me. You don't discriminate in any way, except when it's not something that somebody likes something you don't.
Well, I didn't say you can't like it. I said, I don't like it. I said, I think it sucks. But I don't mean it, you know, you have to think it sucks.
It sucks.
It's just my opinion. I said, I think it sucks.
Do you think that someone who thinks it's good is stupid?
No. People are allowed to like it.
They have a tainted opinion.
No, I mean, if you like it, you can like it all you want to. I don't really care.
It comes off very strong.
Well,
if I felt that way, I would never come up to you and say it. I wouldn't feel comfortable too.
You wouldn't tell me you don't like a movie?
I feel like you'd put your cigarette out on my forehead.
That's the thing, man. People always get so mad when I don't like a movie. Because
you get mad.
Well, I try to relay how I feel about it, but I don't go out of my way to be like, oh, no, you're an idiot if you like it.
I don't know how in this world you don't already work for Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm not a critic.
Also known as Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm not a critic.
You are. Man, I've never seen such a, and I'm saying this just as an observation, such a passionate critic.
I just like what I like.
I.
But I don't judge other people for liking it. And that's a common misconception with me.
And that's okay. I think it just comes off that way.
Yeah, I guess because I'm passionate about my opinion, but I don't want my opinion to influence somebody else's opinion. Because I don't even like telling people, hey, man, was that movie good? I liked it.
Well, in The Lighthouse, you told me that you said something about only, you didn't say smart people get it or something, but some kind of illusion like that.
Well, I was just messing then.
Yeah, but it sucked.
It was great.
It's a troll movie.
No, it's a great movie.
They were trying to make another The Room. And except with a much bigger budget.
No, it was such a great movie, though.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know.
Being too loud?
I like that movie, though. I think it's a fine film.
Think you're full of shit. Now, okay, next movie I was just thinking of on the Will Ferrell list.
Yeah.
Blades of Glory.
Oh, yeah, it's a fun movie.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It had a fun soundtrack.
It did. A movie of his that I enjoyed. It's not one of his funniest movies, but Stranger Than Fiction I enjoyed.
Oh, man. That was the next one I was going to say.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Hey, Maggie. Maggie's a P1.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will go from that one to, what was the one where he like, it was like his wife had just left him and he was going to sell everything. So he had like a yard sale.
Oh, I don't remember. I've seen it.
Like that movie.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Everything Must Go or something. I think. I don't know.
It is. But you, anytime.
I wasn't sure.
Let me tell you
what. I wasn't sure.
You and most people do. I'm probably guilty of it as well. When you know something, but you don't want to come off as though you know it.
You're like, I wasn't sure.
Like this morning, there was some guy's name mentioned on the Rise Guys morning show, and you said, isn't he on a Queer Eye or something? And it was sure.
I was trying to remember if that's where I knew him from.
But people,
I wasn't sure. See, that's you making an assumption. I wasn't sure of that or that.
When people say or something, it's them knowing it but not wanting to come off as a know-it-all.
No, it's me thinking it but not knowing it for certain.
Then so you should go ... maybe.
Well, I don't want to say he certainly is that guy. Isn't that the guy from Queer Eye or something?
What is the or something? What is the or something? RuPaul's Drag Race?
I don't know. Maybe the other one's Queer Guy, and he's not on Queer Eye. He's on Queer Guy. Or Everything Must Go or something like that.
Or something.
Something along those lines. Everything Must Go or something. Because I wasn't sure that was the name of the movie. I saw it once 15 years ago.
It was Liquidation Sale.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So he's been in some funny movies. He's a very funny guy, Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
But he's never done anything like Christmas Vacation good.
What do you consider Will Ferrell's, if there was a comedy hall of fame, you know how the players get to pick the team that mm-hmm. they go in? What would Will Ferrell, what do you think Will Ferrell should go in as?
Step Brothers.
Did we not mention that one yet?
Yeah, we did. That's okay, the first one I mentioned was Step Brothers.
Yeah, I think that's his.
Step Brothers is the one. But I give Step Brothers a lot of credit. I give to John C. Reilly because he did Walk Hard, which is, without Will Ferrell, one of the funniest damn movies in the history of movies. Not many movies are as funny as Walk Hard.
Yeah.
Like, that is a damn hilarious movie. Done from really a guy who's really cut his teeth as more of a dramatic actor, but turned into a great comedic actor.
Tell me about cut their teeth. I know what it means, but what's that? Do you know? Don't bother looking at
it. I think it's when your teeth are coming in, like cutting
It's called
in.
Cutting through the gums?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Other Will... There was the one that he did in just Spanish that I didn't...
Oh, yeah. Casa de mi Padre. I know that one.
Or something.
Something, maybe. No, he did...
You are just... You are a computer, man. You really are.
Some stuff I just remember, man.
You're a savant or something.
Yeah, and he did Bewitched. He was great in Bewitched. We played Darren.
Yeah, with Nicole Kidman.
I didn't remember who she was. Nicole Kidman or somebody.
Matt Man, one.
Mm-hmm.
950 million.
No, that's not true.
Let's see. Anything else on Will Ferrell that just, I mean, obviously we're missing tons.
Yeah, we are. I mean, those are some of the highlights, though.
The thing I like about him also is, you know,
Lost in Space or whatever.
There were some struggles, but with, like, Funny or Die, the network and all that stuff he put together, he really, like, funded a bunch of smaller, you know, comedians. I'm not talking about in stature, but I'm talking about popularity.
Yeah.
To go out and, like, do some shows and try to, you know, get a niche going or whatever. Like Billy Eichner, who I love, Nathan Fielder, who I love. Guys like a lot of people don't know about, but like they're freaking awesome. But
yeah.
They don't work in like a movie situation. Maybe Billy Eichner, but you know, they work on those real like awkward. I like awkward comedy.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy that where people are put in weird situations. I enjoy.
I enjoy some of that. Yeah, I enjoy some slapstick comedy. I enjoy funny. What I think is funny, what hits me is funny.
Yeah, where's your funny bone?
You don't want to know. It's actually not a bone. It's cartilage.
What does that mean anyway?
Funny cartilage?
Oh, no, funny bone.
Is it this? The elbow.
The elbow. Why is that funny?
You ever see somebody hit? You ever see somebody react when they hit it real hard on something? That's funny.
No, it hurts like hell.
Or not if it's somebody else does it.
Well, what about when my grandpa fell out of the 20-foot-tall tree?
Was that his mean funny of you back? To laugh at him.
Well, I thought it was funny.
It wasn't funny.
I didn't realize he broke his back in three places.
It wasn't funny at all, man. But yeah, I mean, you know, that's. I think we've definitely covered Will Ferrell's highlights as a comedic actor.
Yes, I think it's his natural hair color. I want to say that.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
Okay. Then you get to Chevy.
Yep, you get to the guy from Vacation. From Vacation.
And the other tie-in, both of them... Saturday Night Live alum. Mm-hmm.
You get Funny Farm with Chevy.
If you look at their body of work of SNL, certainly that's Will Ferrell's win.
Probably so. Yeah, he was there a long time. Yeah,
had more
during more of a boom too.
And it's the pop culture meme world.
That
too.
Early '80s, that '70s '80s SNL was very, very minimalist, stripped down, nothing to it.
It was more improv, or not improv, but like you know the comedy troupe stuff.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
the other
less of a production.
Yeah. Okay,
and then Felch. I love Felch.
Fletch.
Oh, my bad.
Fletch Lives and Fletch.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually my joke. Good job. Let's see. We're going to put all the Lampoons out in one. European, Vegas, Christmas.
Well, they're all separate, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so that's four.
Yeah.
You said Funny Farm. You said Fletch.
Mm-hmm.
And Fletch Lives.
Three Amigos.
All right, I'm not going to keep count. I mean, certainly the catalog is longer on Chevy's thing. Top of mind.
TV shows like Community, which I never watched.
No. Mm-mm. No, and that's because I don't like that other guy we mentioned
earlier,
Joel McHale.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like him.
And he was in some more family-type movies throughout the 90s, too. One of them with Jonathan Taylor Thomas played his kid. I mean, but it's just, the quality is there. And the thing that struck me about
what movie was that?
I don't remember. Man of the House or something. I'm going to look.
Let me
look for this.
You know, it's true.
It wasn't Man of the House. I think Sinbad was in that.
No, he was in that Genie movie. Look, I figured you out, pal. I cracked your code or something. You do that just so you don't make everybody else feel beneath you.
Oh, look, he looked it up. It's called Man of the House.
It's called Man of the House.
The working title was or something.
It was.
But they went with just Man of the House. I tell you what.
So the reason that people are picking Will Ferrell over Chevy Chase isn't because Will Ferrell's funnier, because his movies are better. It's because Chevy Chase has always been labeled an asshole. But that has nothing to do with the quality of the work. Nothing. I don't know either guy. I've never met either one of them. Yeah. If he's the biggest dickhead in the universe, it don't make no bones to me. Christmas Vacation is about the funniest movie I've ever seen.
I think absolutely.
It's like wall car.
Also, you know, people will use the opposite argument in sports.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what they do off the field. As long as they win, that's all I care
about. That's all I care about.
I don't care about the politics. I don't care.
I don't care about none of it.
If they had cars made of marijuana, I'm a Cowboys fan for life, guys.
Yeah, I'm in it for my boys.
But you let it be somebody else, and it's the complete opposite.
Yeah.
But does the Chevy Chase asshole effect, let's call it, does that come from former co-workers or castmates, or is that people who have met him? Because I don't really know where it comes from.
Those answers and more after this quick break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
Yeah, and we're back just like that. You were asking if the Chevy Chase, you call it the asshole effect, comes from what, former coworkers or?
Yeah, just always, it's that thing where like pre-internet, or maybe the internet was around, you just didn't bother to look it up. But like, you remember like the Richard Gere stories or like the Rod Stewart stories of like the 80s and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, the rumors. Like, I just always heard that. I just remember as a kid saying, man, I love Chevy Chase, Lampoon's movies, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just remember people saying, no, you know what? He's a good actor, but they say he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it started stories of as far back as his SNL days, being difficult to work with, being just a kind of a jerk.
Steve Martin.
Kind of a miserable prick, if you will.
That's Fat Boy.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. But, and I think it comes from that. Just he earned that reputation. That's usually an earned reputation over a period of years. And he seems to have earned his, because enough people have agreed with it that it really, at some points, limited how much work he could do. Kept him from doing stuff he wanted to do. Cost him friends and relationships, stuff I've read about over the years. I'm fuzzy on the details. I don't remember.
Wasn't he and Harold Ramis used to be real close friends, and then
Among others,
falling out.
They used to be friends with a lot of those guys he's not friends with nowadays. Not just because they're all dead either. Some of them alive still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. But Will Ferrell is. But you know what, though? Here's the thing. Look how long Ellen DeGeneres was America's sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get these collective groups of, now they're saying these people asked for raises, they didn't get them, and that's why this whole thing's going on, which I don't care either way. We got Kelly Clarkson because of it.
We did.
God bless you. But
well, your mama's happy. She loves Kelly.
Look at all those years that everybody thought, like, wow, she's so nice.
Yeah.
She gives away all this money, does all these fun games.
It's so easy to give away somebody else's money.
Well, of course. But, you know, oh, she's America's sweetheart. And then you find this out. In instantaneous, the world agrees with those half dozen employees that say, she's mean and she's done.
Yeah.
She's done for.
Yeah, but then you start seeing those other stories trickle in from the past or whatever, and people just go with it, at least in the short term. It ain't about run its course anyway, though.
Oh, Ellen?
Yeah, the show she had in its current format, and it's about run its course, I think.
You can only scare people so much.
Yeah.
Even DJ Twitch was done with it.
Yeah, yeah, it's just kind of done the dancing. The whole thing just kind of played out. I think it didn't run its course.
They don't even do it on the news on Fridays anymore.
No, no, everybody quit dancing like that. Now you just got to do that at the club. but yeah, it's just, I mean, it seems like Mr. Chase earned his reputation of being a prick to everybody. And, I mean, he's pretty much admitted it, too, and really made no bones about it.
I don't know about that. Does, when he talks about it, does he say it in a regretful way? Like, does he just own it and say, yeah, at the time?
Yeah, he seems to have some regrets over it from what just interviews I've read with him and stuff over the years, which there haven't been that many because he's a prick. But Will Ferrell also had the benefit of coming along in a time where...
Why is your eyes closed right now?
Because I'm trying to maintain my train of thought. Will Ferrell also had the benefit of coming along in a time when celebrities like himself, comedians like himself, well, more was known in their community, in their industry, about how they worked. So
open your eyes, you look blind.
I'm trying
right
to maintain
now.
My goddamn train of thought. Hang on. I lost it.
Coming up in the way of the world today.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. They were more protected from that. Not as head first in the deep end of the swimming pool as Chevy Chase and his generation had to be, where right. They had to play games they didn't want to play. But Will Ferrell came up in a more protected time where you being an eccentric, weird-ass comedian, as they all are, was a little more protected, a little better understood. That's what I was trying to get out. There it is.
Thank you. I get that, too.
But open your eyes.
Here's where, dude, you got to see my point of view. That look, you look like a blues singer.
Yeah, that was Jeff Healey, all right?
This is what I was thinking
of. That was a Roadhouse singing.
Roadhouse. I want you to be as honest as you can be right now.
Yeah.
I know that when it comes to, not this show, I mean, to a degree, but, you know, the Rise Guys morning show, I'm very anal, I'm very particular about stuff. Do you think that there's people that we have worked with in the past, or maybe still do now, that would give me that Chevy Chase kind of thing? Be honest with me.
Probably.
God, that bothers me.
Probably. There's people who don't like all of us for some reason.
Well, yeah, but like, man, that sucks. God, I just care about the stuff. I don't ever try to, but I'm sitting there hearing like what you said about some of his castmates or whatever. I'm like, well, I know for a fact I've pissed off people that we were.
But we all have.
It was always in the vein of just making it better or whatever.
Messing with them.
Who?
No, I don't know a specific.
Well, that was
incident.
Jeff's job title.
I don't have any specific incident in mind.
I didn't actively mean.
I mean, we're talking about 19 years of history. I don't have a specific incident in mind.
Zero. yeah, that. I mean, that's something like I've said this before. That if I don't like my picture being taken when I'm not aware that the picture, because my resting face looks mean.
Yeah.
And I don't. You do it so good, Jimmy. Where you just walk around. Like, the way you just smile, it's like, I can't do that.
Man, I'll be walking around the store, though, and people look at me like my head's on upside down. Like, they'll be looking at me like I'm
he's weirdo. He's smiling.
Look, why is this guy smiling? What are you happy
What's
for?
What's he up to?
Yeah, it's that thing, kind of like we were talking about last podcast we did, where it's like, why are you in a good mood? You ain't supposed to be happy to be here.
Oh, the dance play.
It goes right back to that. Yeah, why are you happy for? You ain't supposed to be in good mood.
Why are you happy for?
Get mad like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which also ties right into the thing about ever since I bought a fast car, everybody else likes to drive 100 miles an hour and block for me on the interstate, which I love.
He won't name it Tracy Chapman. I've already asked
him. No, I will not.
I think that Will Ferrell is also comfortable being the butt of the joke.
He is,
I don't see Chevy Chase being that way.
Well,
I
think Clark Griswold always was.
I mean, I think more like now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, I can see that.
I think he's matured as like he's in his... I mean, I don't like saying Mount Rushmore's of whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, he's one of the guys in my mind.
Dude, for me too, man. But think about Three Amigas. Who's in Three Amigas?
You had him. You have Steve Martin.
Yep.
And then you had old Marty Short.
And Steve Martin and Martin Short traded Chevy Chase's ass in for Selena Gomez when they made their new show.
What new show?
Only Murders in the Building on Hulu, which is damn funny.
I did not know of this.
Oh,
Selena
did.
Gomez?
Yeah, it's a great show. Yeah, she's their co-star.
I thought she died.
No.
My God.
That's other Selena.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's
Venus's sister.
It's a great show. I'm surprised. I figured you would have heard of it or seen it.
No, really.
Yeah, it's what they do is they
does he play the banjo in this?
Well, they're all really big fans of podcasts, and they start their own podcast. About true crime, because there's a murder in the building. That's why it's called Only Murders in the Building, because somebody gets murdered in the building where they live in this exclusive, eccentric New York City apartment building. But it's a good show. It's funny.
Wow. I did not know that.
I'm not a particularly big fan of podcasts. Thanks for listening. But I love that show all the same.
Yeah. I did. So did they not?
9 or 10 episodes first season.
I wonder if they offered it to him and he passed.
I doubt it. I don't think they want to work with his ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
They'd rather hang out with Selena Gomez. Who really fits the part of a 30-year-old woman better than Chevy would have played it.
Yeah. I really, 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 before I leave this world, I want to meet Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Really, really.
He ain't even got to play banjo for me.
No. And I will drive all the way to Flat Rock if I have to. I really will.
Well, it ain't 45 minutes.
That's why I'm making a joke, Jim. I love Steve Martin. I think he's pure. I think he's authentic.
He's great.
He's done it with really having to work too blue.
Yeah. Now, that's a guy who I love a lot of his movies that aren't appreciated. Like, Leap of Faith is a great movie that isn't properly appreciated.
Oh, my God. About the revivals?
Yeah.
Oh,
or what, man, Roxanne, where he has the big nose?
With
I ain't going to remember.
Give me the initials.
I don't remember, dude.
Oh, you don't remember.
I just said that.
Daryl Hannah.
There you go.
There you go.
Dude, even Father of the Bride that he did with old the old man.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
Kimberly Williams, who went on to marry Brad Paisley.
One of my faves.
Oh, man, it was funny, though. He was good in it.
Yeah.
I loved it as a little kid. I probably wouldn't like it as much as a grown man.
What about him with Q Latifah?
Never saw it.
I didn't see it.
Never saw it. Yeah. The Jerk, though.
God. I mean, that's his. God.
Yeah.
That is a work of art that if it were a painting.
Yeah.
It would be a Monet or a Picasso.
Jerk's one of those things that only a guy like Steve Martin or Gene Wilder could ever have pulled off in his lifetime.
Oh, without question.
Nobody else could have done that.
Dude.
Nobody else.
You talk about, you mentioned Gene Wilder, but just think about the handful of movies that he and Richard Pryor made together.
Yeah.
Any Which Way But Loose.
Yep.
Right?
No, that was with Clint
Eastwood and the Monkey.
Yeah.
But what's the Silver Streak.
Yeah,
there
you go.
And then there's one where he was blind.
Yeah, there's a few from the 80s, and they're all basically the same movie, and they're all decently funny and worth watching.
There's the one, though, that you can't find because Gene Wilder is in blackface in it.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one.
Yeah, and then there's all the stuff Gene Wilder's done in the last 35 years that no one ever saw because he didn't do it.
Well, he was sad about...
He was sad about Gilda.
Gilda.
It was sad.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of time that we could have had more work done from all those guys. Think about all the stuff that Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, Gene Wilder, Bill Murray never did throughout the late 90s and early 2000s especially.
Have you seen...
All the time guys like Michael Keaton weren't working. That's another dude who's a funny comedic actor in anything where it's anything comedy. He kills it.
Michael Keaton is in my top three actors of all time.
You love Johnny Dangerously that much?
I like Night Shift. I like Multiplicity. I like Mr.
Great.
Mom.
Yeah.
I like Birdman. Gung Ho.
Yeah.
About the automobile industry.
Yeah.
Work back. We mentioned Steve Martin.
Yeah, all the stuff those guys. I was talking about all the stuff those guys missed out on doing in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah. Well, yeah, certainly so. I mean, a lot of times that maybe adds to it. Like, you think, if Belushi had stayed around, would he have been the impactful character that he was?
Yeah.
At the time?
But he couldn't really have a bigger footprint for his
the opportunity that he had.
This is going to sound bad, but it's mainly because he didn't really ever do anything that was that great.
Belushi?
Yeah, but he was funny, and he has such a huge footprint considering a body of work that ain't that great. I mean, and I don't mean that to insult him because I think he's hilarious, but, you know, you put his body of work up because he died early.
Yeah.
But he put his body of work up against even like a Chris Farley, who also died around the same age, and Farley's body of work's stronger.
Oh, without question.
Stronger.
You take Blues Brothers out. What do you got? You got the Samurai?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can't even tell you what that was called.
I mean, you got Animal House, which is not that good. Not that dang good.
Man, I have to agree with that.
Thank you. I can agree on that one.
I have to agree with that. I like raunchy 80s movies. That one just...
It's just, it misses the mark a lot.
I think it's kind of... Do you like the movie The Big Chill? That's the same. Those two go hand in hand generationally.
Good soundtrack, though, Big Chill.
Very much so.
Great soundtrack.
But if you like that movie, you love Animal House. That's your Porky's.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I don't like Revenge of the Nerds now that I watched it recently. It's just not the same thing.
No. I also don't like
also hateful.
American Graffiti and stuff like that. And I know your dad loved American Graffiti. But I never
that's the only reason.
I love Jeff Bridges couldn't get into American Graffiti.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? There, right? Jeff Bridges couldn't get in it?
No, I love Jeff Bridges and can't get into American Graffiti. Oh. He's in it, right?
Ronnie Howard was in it.
Let me look.
Harrison Ford?
I don't remember, man.
Benjamin Harrison. I'm not sure.
I'm looking.
While you do that, I had this thought, you know, because I said I want to meet Steve Martin. And I'm serious. If anybody out there can make that happen, God bless. I mean, the guy is awesome. I've read his book. Humpteen times. Guy's great.
I don't think Jeff Bridges is in it. Maybe. I was thinking of Delroy Lindo.
I know a 58 Chevy Impala was in it. That's what I remember.
Yeah, I remember that. Naomi Judd was girl in Buzz number 2.
But if Lorne Michaels or somebody calls and says, hey, Matt Man, I heard you said you wanted to meet Steve Martin. Well, I can't make that happen, but I can give you your choice of Chevy Chase or Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Hang out with, like a 3-hour... bar and apps kind of situation. Maybe you watch a football game, whatever it is. I got to go Chevy Chase all day, man.
You got to go Chevy Chase all day.
Yeah. I think Chevy Chase real because it would be so real. I don't think Will Ferrell real would be fun.
Yeah.
I think he's as long as he's always just doing something silly or he's drinking maple syrup or some kind of stupid shit.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. But I don't want to hang out at a bar. I want to hear Chevy Chase talk about if he and Beverly D'Angelo got it on.
Will Ferrell, I don't think he'd really have much to say. He'd be kind of awkward and weird around you more than you'd be weird around him.
He's a character all the time.
He is, yeah. Yeah. Which protects himself from exposing himself. Not his penis, but as an asshole.
Oh,
not his, but
oh,
as
his.
Yeah.
Yeah. But never the two at the same time.
No,
especially.
No, never.
You're asking for trouble with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad we agree on most of that.
It's, you know what? These anomalies where we do. Because a minute ago, we're there was something. You're like, man, I'm glad you said that. I agree. What was it? The 80s movie that... Oh, Animal House.
Yeah.
It had its fun scenes.
It had some moments, but as an overall movie, it ain't that damn strong.
No. Especially toward the end when it got stupid with the tank and the car.
Yeah.
And stupid crap. I just don't care for it.
It's dumb.
I'm not trying to isolate those of you that love it, but come on, man.
I bet you will hear from a lot of people like, you know what, man, I never liked that movie that much either. I understand why everybody went crazy about it.
Well, and also, and not to mess this up for a future consideration, but we're not counting cameos in movies. We're talking about they are one of the main... Because I just thought of a movie that's really good with Will Ferrell in it, but he's very slightly in it.
Well, it has to be a movie that's their vehicle, that they're a main attraction. And you'd buy a ticket to go see them in the movie, basically.
That's right. Jimmy, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I am a type 2 diabetic. It caused me to urinate a lot.
I'm hungry.
Okay, well... I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I ain't thirsty.
All right. This has been a great episode, I hope you think, of After Hours with the Rise Guys. I'm Matt Mann.
I'm Nine. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and happy holidays.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours. Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly. Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.